Taking a look at sports on Robinhood Radio, we'll take a look at the NFL yesterday. The Cowboys at 9-4 got by the Redskins, who are 6-7, 27-20. The Jaguars lost to the Titans 20-0. The Seahawks bombed the Texans 33-13. The Raiders fell to the Chiefs. What a slaughter this was, 48-9. The Saints, meanwhile, beat the Jets 30-9. The Jets fall to 3-10. The Falcons over the Panthers. The Ravens lost to the Browns. The Giants at 4-9 now lost to the Chargers 37-21. The Lions lost to the Broncos 38-10. 49ers came back with a last-second touchdown to defeat the Bengals 26-23. The Buccaneers in a fun game last night downed the Bills 33-27 in overtime. Tom Brady threw a 75-yard touchdown pass to win that game. And the Bears lost to the Packers yesterday 45-30. I went to bet on that one, and the Bears were actually leading. I think it was 21-14. But that's not the way it wound up. Tonight, the Rams at 8-4 go up against the Cardinals in Arizona. The Cardinals are 10-2. All right. Let's check NBA now. Scores from yesterday. The Nets beat the Pistons 116-104. The Bulls over the Knicks 112-97. Now coming up today, what local action that we have? The Celtics take on the Bucks at 7:30. Switching over to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, we'll see if we had any of our teams play yet. The Rangers lost to the Predators 1-0. They're still having a great year. Coming up today, the Devils take on the Flyers. Tomorrow. Because there's no local teams in action today. Tomorrow, the Devils take on the Flyers. Tomorrow, the Bruins take on the Golden Knights. The Islanders will take on the Red Wings. The Rangers take on the Avalanche. So there you go. A quick look at some of the major sports that go on here. Once again, we have so many talented quarterbacks in the NFL, but there's so many talented quarterbacks that rely on running. And yesterday, Baltimore Ravens lost their quarterback, who's an outstanding runner. Jackson sprained his ankle, and that'll be a day-to-day decision whether or not he comes back to play next week. The Cowboys had a player ejected from yesterday's game for throwing a punch. Offensive lineman Lyle Collins was ejected. It was a sideline scuffle as well, not even on the field. And in the hapless Giant game, the Chargers quarterback threw a 63-yard in the air, not total touch, 63-yard touchdown pass in the air. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Oh, goodness gracious. What else do we have in sports? Not really that much. I'm just scouting what goes on. Yeah, that's it. So that's it for sports. Dun, 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 dun.